This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1841. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded August 31st, Alaska, Australia, Bahrain, Bolivia, Bougainville, Brazil, China, Colombia, Czechia, Egypt, Germany, Indonesia, Italy, Madagascar, Malaysia, Netherlands, New Zealand, Oklahoma, Pakistan, Palau, Papua New Guinea, Puntland, Sao Tome, Sikkim, Solomon Islands, USA, Vietnam, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. In case you couldn't make it to the HARP event in Alaska I mentioned last week, here's the next best thing. A website, a gallery of photos by someone who actually visited the site. Thanks to Webby Garcia on the Radio Escutas group in Brazil for finding it. Here is the URL, which I'm going to spell out. imgur.com/gallery/6vxrw. The XRW are in caps. Radio Australia continues to be heard on its three frequencies at a time, one set in the daytime and another set at night. However, now the three frequencies of the Northern Territory service have been off the air, at least on August 30th, says Ron Howard in California. That's 2325, 2485, and 4835 kilohertz. Maybe this is also for maintenance. And that opens up 4835 for Sikkim to be heard, about which more later. There's been a time change for Unique Radio's one-hour program from New South Wales, Australia, carried by WINB in Pennsylvania. Had been UT Fridays at 0300 on 9265, but checking the Unique Radio website, this notice from Aussie Dim from Saturday, August 27th, we'll be broadcasting from 11 to 12 hours UT to North America and the Pacific due to poor propagation in the late evenings in North America. We'd be interested to know if anyone in New Zealand and Australia can receive these transmissions in their evenings. That's at 9 p.m. Eastern Australian time. Roman Pangov in Bulgaria says Radio Bahrain on 9745 had an English program Saturday, August 27th, all the way from 1445 to 1759 UT, with news in English at 1500 and hits from the UK and US charge. That's on compatible upper sideband 9745. Here's a possibly reactivated Bolivian. August 31st at 0123, I had a just barely audible carrier, about 10 hertz above 4796. This was first reported by Edward Korsakoff in Moscow to the DX Listening Digest group the night before August 30th at 0245 to 0302 as an NID from the music and the Spanish. He thought it was possibly Peruvian. Well, 4796 happens to be the unique frequency of a station which had been off the air for at least 3 years, according to information from the DSWCI Tropical Band Survey, namely Radio Lipez, L-I-P-E-Z, in Ujuni, Bolivia. It was formerly known before that as Radio Majku, M-A-L-L-K-U, as it's still listed in Aoki. This identification is based primarily on the odd frequency, so if anyone can pull a definite ID, that would be very nice. And who knows, it might even have a third new name by now. I rechecked at 0205, and it appeared to have gone off as there was no more signal. The frequency to check again is 4796. In our evenings, we can usually hear a slightly stronger carrier, at least, on 6025, believed to be Red Patria Nueva in Bolivia. Ron Howard in California says, not often do I get any audio, but I did on August 31st, easy listening pop songs at 0351 and suddenly off at 0412 UT. Ron Howard also reports on NBC Bougainville, Papua New Guinea, 3325. August 25th had above average reception, but it went suddenly off the air during a pop song at 11:45. The next day, August 26, was a national public holiday in PNG. So there were special NBC broadcasts for Repentance Day, actually a religious holiday. He heard Bougainville on 3325 from 11:51 until about 12:39 when it went off. First, there was no news in brief at 12:01. Extremely rare to miss that. And secondly, it was running well past their usual sign-off time. And he presents a detailed log of everything he heard during that broadcast. This is probably not connected with last week's report about Radio Nacional da Amazonia being threatened by the current Brazilian government with closure. However, one of their two frequencies has disappeared, 6180, not being heard at several checks on August 30th or 31st, as early as midnight 55 UT, or as late as 0530, when the Voice of America French broadcast via São Tomé is suddenly in the clear with no QRM from Brazil. But the other frequency from Brasilia, 11780, continues as usual. Ron Howard in California says, "Not often I report on this station, but in fact it's heard just about on a daily basis. For some reason, it's rarely reported by others, namely CHBC, which means China Huayi, on 6185. It's a 15-kilowatt transmitter, according to WRTH. He heard it August 29th, tuned in at 9:32, to a decent-level open carrier. Audio started suddenly at 09:53, with announcers chatting in Chinese, pop music at 9:57, and time pips at the top of the hour." And Ron says, "I still treasure my CHBC QSL card from Jonathan Short, a pseudonym, a fellow in China, I think, who volunteered to manage some stations QSLing." And some other Chinese regional stations do broadcast in a bit of English. Ron reports Beibu Bay Radio in Guangxi on 5050, August 26th at 1400 with time pips, and then in English saying Beijing time is now 10 p.m. And Guangxi Beibu Bay Radio and BBR Evening News, however the news to follow was in Vietnamese, mixing badly with All India Radio Aizawl on the same frequency. The only remaining shortwave stations in Colombia are back. In the NASA flash sheet, John Cooper in Pennsylvania reports 6010, La Voz de tu Conciencia, August 28th at 0226, with songs in Spanish and some Spanish announcements. So I kept looking for this. I often band scan the 49-meter band, checking for it and its sister station, 5910, August 31st at 0125. There was Al Caravan Radio on 5909.95, playing lots of music and occasional Spanish announcements, occasionally mentioning Colombia. Previously, this had been on the high side of 5910. And even higher on the side of its nominal frequency, La Voz de tu Conciencia was on 6010.17, August 31st at 0130 with non-parallel music. It's always weaker than 5910, which is to be expected, since it installed a directional antenna a few years ago to minimize interference to Mexico City, but that no longer matters since Radio Mil is defunct. Some years ago, this pair at the same Puerto Llera site would produce a mixing product around 5810. So if these exact frequencies persist, that would land now on 5809.73. One should look for a carrier there and maybe some audio from one or the other, if both are still on when WEWN finishes with 5810 around 0500. I did so that very evening, but could not hear any carrier on that frequency. The reverse leapfrog would be on 6110.39. Henry Clements in Sweden, formerly of Colombia, forwards a story August 30th from El Tiempo, the newspaper in that country, that as part of the agreement between the FARC and the Colombian government, FARC will get 31 community radio stations, but they're only to be on a temporary basis in order to spread the word about the details of the agreement, presumably on FM. No frequencies given. Radio Prague no longer broadcasts from Czechia, but they were celebrating their 80th anniversary as of August 31st and offering a special QSL for reports of the broadcast on that date only. Furthermore, there were some special broadcasts relayed from Armenia on August 31st only. No mention of the relays via WRMI, but should you be listening to the very first World of Radio airing Thursday, September 1st at 11:30, stay tuned at 1200 for what I think will be a repeat of the August 31st Radio Prague broadcast in English on 9955. Shortwave broadcasts from Radio Cairo, Egypt continue to be a terrible loss with unusable modulation, if any. However, Richard Langley in New Brunswick says, I came across another Radio Cairo, the local European service of the ERTU, the Egyptian Radio and Television Union, which is on 95.4 megahertz in Cairo. It identifies itself in English as Radio Cairo, the voice of Egypt, and also Cairo Radio. It claims to be the number one station in the city. It's also streamed on the web from the ERTU website, www.egradio.eg, the gateway of the Egyptian radio. And he presents the specific long URL I cannot possibly pronounce on the air, but which appears in the new DX Listening Digest number 16-35 when published via worldofradio.com. He says, while I was listening on August 25th, they carried the BBC News and NewsHour starting around 13 UT, also pop music programs and documentaries. There was an interesting interview documentary on the Indian struggle for independence and about Indians in Egypt. This is a multilingual station. At about 17 UT, they switched to French, calling themselves Radio Le Caire. The audio is way better than that currently being encountered from Radio Cairo and shortwave, although at times it is a bit overmodulated or unevenly modulated. Alan Gale in the UK says, Channel 292 in Germany, 6070, has a new weekly program called DX News, Sundays at 19 UT starting August 29th. It's for 1 hour. It turns out the first half hour is in German, but the second half hour is in English. It's produced by the press and media agency in Bonn. They have a Facebook page, but no website listed. The format was a mixture of satellite TV and radio news and music. Ron Howard in California reports on Program 1 from RRI Wamena, Indonesia, on 4869.88, heard August 25th on a Thursday. At 12:35 to 13:03 was the weekly edition of Kang Guru Indonesia, or KGI, mostly in English, but a few short segments in Bahasa Indonesia. It was much stronger than normal reception, but there was still noise making it tough to make out what was being said. Many KGI IDs. One listener told of collecting KGI magazines since 2008. There was a segment called Good Neighbors Make Good Friends discussing differences between Australia and Indonesia as to whether to walk or to ride. Ron says recently it's become clear a major change was happening at KGI. Their extensive website was recently drastically downsized. It seemed like the Indonesia-Australia Language Foundation, IALF, was taking over. At the KGI website, I see that KGI has now completely stopped producing any new radio programs. The final show was produced back in June. The program heard today was an earlier production. We can only hope that RRI stations will continue to recycle these older programs well into the future. I've listened to these going back to when it was Kanguru Radio English, KGRE, and even before that with Kanguru 2 Radio English, in 1976, when Greg Clough, C-L-O-U-G-H, was the original Captain with a K Kang Guru. I'm sad that they will no longer have any new shows. It's been very entertaining listening to them over these past 40 years. If only we could hear the external service voice of Indonesia during their English hour at 13 on 9525.888. I just had an S4 signal with a bit of undermodulated music on August 30th. So I took a look at their website and found that their shortwave coverage, according to them, is limited to Africa, the Middle East, South Asia, Southeast, and East Asia. I was wondering if they had a listener contest this year with prizes of a free trip to Indonesia, but I did not find any. Instead, they have been inviting listeners to celebrate their 71st anniversary, which is September 11th. They want them to send in greetings to use in the form of audio, video, text, or pictures in any of the VOI languages to VOI at voi.co.id. The deadline for those is September 5th. They'll publish and air the greetings on Facebook and social medias. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio 1841. Also bringing you the website with extensive archives of shortwave and other radio information, worldofradio.com, all of which are non-commercial. But no thanks this week for financial support, since none has been received since last week. To P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, or via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. As of September 1st, MRI, Marconi Radio International, the low-power station in Italy, has moved its weekly broadcast from Wednesdays to Thursdays. Here is the initial schedule, 16 to 18 UT on 7700, 1815 to 1915 on 15070, and 1930 to 2130 on 9300, all in the USB mode. Sometimes they also have a special broadcast on Saturdays, and you really need to be on their mailing list for advance notice of exactly when they will be on the air and on which frequencies. You can request that via Marconi Radio International at gmail.com. Madagascar World Voice appears to continue having transmitter or possibly power supply problems. On August 30th and 31st, several broadcasts I checked were missing, the ones in English and Spanish. It pays to keep up with holidays in different countries. Ron Howard in California knew that August 30th was National Day in Malaysia. And, as expected, there was an address to the nation by the Prime Minister. Already in progress at 1311 UT and ending at 1354, preempting other programming on the two shortwave frequencies 9835 and 11665. However, the third one, 6050, did not manage to modulate. The speech had only a sprinkling of English words in it. Greg Christ in Virginia, contributor to the Giant Jukebox, tells us a frequency change is coming up, as to be expected from the mighty KBC for its UT Sunday only midnight to 02 broadcast to North America. The final use of 9925 via Germany is on September 4th. From September 11th, it'll change to 6145. Checking the schedules, I see there are already 300 kilowatts on the frequency from India and China, but perhaps not too much of a problem here on the other side of the world. Rathman informed us on August 28th he heard Radio New Zealand International on a new frequency, 7425, replacing 7245 on short notice, if any at all. Perhaps to avoid amateur interference, I can't help but wonder if my recent report of it interfering with the U.S. Navy net on Wednesdays only at 12 UT might have led to this change. In any event, 7425, confirmed by RNZI's own website as of August 27th, has replaced 7245 between 0659 and 1258. The last 2 hours on that beam toward PNG instead of the Pacific, so not so good for us, but at least should be clear of interference. James Branham of Broad Spectrum Radio in Oklahoma City presented one of his occasional KG5 JST DX radio reports Thursday, August 25th at 2330 on WBCQ, almost 7490. Among other times, he's also programming on KTLR 890 in Oklahoma City and on WINB, Channel 292 in Germany, and Unique Radio in Australia 3210. And in particular, but limited range interest, he says, Sonador Radio, S-O-N-A-D-O-R, will start in September. It's a micro Part 15 station running 24/7 for the Sonador neighborhood in the far west of northwest Oklahoma City. The plan is to air a mix of old BSR programs, music, and other content. Frequency not yet chosen. He's trying to find one which will be ideal both day and night. Ron Howard reports, Azad Kashmir Radio on 7265. Tentatively, August 29th at 1217 until 1230 with subcontinental music, but it was totally covered by CNR2 China signing on at 1230. Then on August 30th, a more definite log from 1223 to 1230, since Dave Valko was also hearing it via a remote receiver with the same type of music. So it is not signing off at 1215 as listed by Alki. He says the signal this year is much stronger than last year. Robertas Pogarellis has just returned from a visit to Palau and sends a list, according to his own monitoring, of all the active FM stations on the island. It's in the new DX Listening Digest 16-35. Also in the previous issue, originating with Indiana Radio Watch via John Carver, there was a notice of a job opening at the Lassie shortwave station on Palau for an engineer. Ron Howard has been having good reception from NBC Madang, Papua New Guinea, on 3260, at least on August 25th. 29th and 30th, the sign-off comes within a minute of 12:05 UT. It seems that Finland is the place to listen to Radio Puntland Somalia, either directly or via a remote receiver. Bruce Churchill in California says he heard 13800 August 25th from an SDR site in eastern Finland, also from the Netherlands, from 1410 until an extended sign-off at 1551. It was weak to fair from 1410 to 1440 via Netherlands, and stable good from 1440 to 1510 when he was listening via eastern Finland. The program seemed to be a long-running drama with men and women dialoguing, interspersed with Horn of Africa vocal and instrumental music. At 1546, a woman was speaking or singing briefly, ending with an ID as Radio Puntland, almost like a pre-recorded announcement. This was followed by the usual Quran reading until 1550, and the carrier stayed on another minute. Jari Savolainen in Finland says, I was listening at the same time at my summer cabin. That woman's singing jingle was repeated a couple of times prior to starting the Quran program. Very nice reception. Ron Howard in California reports All India Radio, Gangtok, Sikkim on 4835, August 30th at 1357 to 1411. In the absence of Alice, the Australian station normally dominating 4835, a golden opportunity to check for the seldom reported Gangtok. There was an announcer at first, subcontinental music, poor on that date, but very pleased to catch it on a rare day when there was no ABC signal to block reception. But the following day was also without ABC. August 31st, he heard Sikkim from 1310 to 1410. There was subcontinental music and singing, mostly just announcers, a phone conversation. Wonderful to be able to hear them in the clear, says Ron Howard. Although part of India today, we still consider Sikkim a distinct radio country. Solomon Islands is yet another station Ron Howard has been monitoring carefully on 5020, and it's been staying on the air later than its previous sign-off time of 1200 UT. Summarizing all the details in DX Listening Digest, August 24th, it ran until 1330, also on the 26th, when it was relaying Wantok FM. On the 27th, off at 1245 with SIBC itself. Sunday, August 28th, playing hymns until 1333. August 29th, there was only an open carrier, however, from 1208 to 1238, and it went off by 1312. As announced on Alan Weiner Worldwide, and then on the WBCQ website, A $500,000 fund drive is now underway to provide the world's only truly free speech radio service. 8 different goals are listed. Repair, replace, and upgrade transmitting equipment. Upgrade all antenna systems for higher power. Upgrade studios and computers. Finish our backup generator system. Create a fund to pay for more free speech alternative programming. Provide airtime for persons who cannot afford to purchase airtime. Create a free radio news service for true unbiased news for the world. And improve the website streaming and video services. Ellen says fees for airtime do not cover operation costs at present. We need your help through donations to progress further and survive into the future and get more voices on the air. Based on the WMLK Facebook page, Richard Langley in New Brunswick forwards news that WMLK is back on the air, detailed the problems they've been having in getting their power supply fixed, but it says they were on the air with tests on August 28th. Well, 9275, of course, their only frequency, but checking on the following days, the rest of August, I have not been able to hear them. I am pleased to note that WWCR is tolerant enough to allow the S-word to be broadcast at least 3 times in a row, unbleeped. 7520, August 30th at 0139, when the program scheduled is A Call to Decision with Butch Powell, P-A-U-G-H. A related subject in ABDX, Tim Hall in California points out that the 1350 station in Washington, Missouri, is now called KRAP, a sports radio station rather than political talk. Strangely enough, there's a story about it in stltoday.com. Apparently they have quite a sense of humor. See their website, www.sportscrap.com. This is also of interest because under its former calls, KWMO, the 1350 station, was also a shortwave broadcaster, producing a third harmonic on 4050 in the middle of the night when it was supposed to be on peanut power, as I logged it in 2011 and 2010, first reported in 2008 by David Hodgson. Following an imaginary new schedule dated August, the Voice of Vietnam has sent out another one, effective September 1st and forwarded by Richard Lemke in Alberta. This one looks like it could be correct. It shows some time and frequency changes for English to North America, but does not specify transmitter sites. However, we know that 7315 must surely be WHRI, a new frequency for the VOV relays, English at midnight and 0230 UT. And the other frequency, 6175, must still be via Wolferton, UK, for English at 0100 and 0230. Note that 2:30 they're on two frequencies at once. There's no longer a broadcast at 3:30, and the new one is at midnight UT. Kai Ludwig says their German mailbag show August 24th stated that the Voice of Vietnam would cease all relay transmissions to Europe. That means 5955 from Mosbrunn, Austria, would go away as well. The propagation outlook from Boulder, geomagnetic field unsettled to active through September 8th, 13th, 14th, 17th, 19th to 21st. But A and K indices no higher than 15 and 4. Solar flux dropping from 85 September 1st to 78 on September 5th to 10th and back up to 85 by September 23rd. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio, 1841.